All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Amazon is taking a different track with the superhero genre. This one is Invincible, which was created by Robert Kirkman, Walking Dead Robert Kirkman.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what if Superman had a son, and what would his son be like? The show starts off with the lead character. His name is Mark Grayson. He is just an average teenager in high school. But it turns out that his father is Omni-Man. So the first episode starts off with the Guardians of the Globe, which are really just analogies for the Justice League. So there's one that's basically Batman. But they're trying to stop an attack. What happens is that Omni-Man just kind of shows up and spoils the party a little bit. The episode progresses on. The Guardians of the Globe get a message to appear back at the Watchtower. Also in the same episode, the first episode, Mark doesn't have any superpowers, but he's developing his superpowers eventually. So he's trying to, one, be a regular teenager, two, also live in the shadow of his father, and then there's this overarching mystery about what happened to the Guardians of the Globe. So, Keith, how do you feel about the first three episodes of Invincible?
Kirkman is the one that's show running the whole thing. The animation is good, actually. Look like it'll be okay. It's the same animation company that does the DC animated universe.
Yeah. Art in it is good. It's solid.
Solid animation. They saved the big money animation quality for the really big scenes, like the action set pieces. Everything else is they kind of cut costs and corners and some things. It's fine. Perfectly fine. The first episode was a tad slow, but I've read the comics and I was blown by the ending. I didn't think they were going to do that because what happened at the end of that Omni-Man just fucking everybody.
Basically, Omni-Man is just crushing skulls. Basically, Superman goes Injustice style.
It was way worse. Like the comic books, it was pretty much like one panel.
Good? Yeah, it's
yeah,
pretty
it's
good.
Pretty brutal though. It's
like again, it's what if Superman just went Injustice on the Justice League?
Oh, he fucked up that Batman dude. That was sad. He grabbed that dude by the leg.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that was sad, yo. I feel bad for that dude. It was kind of like a moment you just see, you're like, damn. God damn. Oh, that shit was fucked up, yo. They had no hope at all. It was just basically. Like, why would you even be there? Just like, you just run away. Run away and pray.
A lot of these characters have some counterparts in other comic book series, whether it be Marvel or DC. And there's also one that kind of looks like a Hellboy. But
he's basically a Hellboy type character.
Yeah. I liken it thus far because I was trying to see how it would be different from the other shows, the other superhero shows that Amazon has. I can see now. Because Omni-Man is kind of like Homeland.
Yeah, but he's like, but you'll kind of get into it later.
Yeah.
There's an explanation for what he's doing and why he did what he did. One of the things that it's hinting around that I like that's real subtle, something twigs about the way Omni-Man treats his son. Every once in a while, he gets pissed off.
Yeah.
And puts the shit out of him. He was like, can you take
it's
a punch?
Like, oh, no. Dad,
and then he
punched
the shit out of that boy. It was like a straight arm right to the chest. The kid is just sitting there gasping for breath. There is an undercurrent of abuse in there. That's something that dad wasn't really in the comic. He'll explain why Omni-Man did what he did.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I was trying to see how it'd be different from the boys because there are some elements that are similar to the boys. Like the duplicate character and whatever the guy's name is, like Red something. It's like, oh no, that's not the real Kate. Oh, that one was funny. I was like, oh, I know where this one is going. Again, it's good, solid animation, a good story, and good acting. So J.K. Simmons, Steve Yeun, and Sandro, they're all on point. And then Walton Goggins is also in it. So
then there was the alien invasion where...
Yeah, it was just destroying people. Just like straight up...
And one old lady got broken into pieces. I'm just like, damn, dude. Yeah. Like,
is this a cartoon? What is this?
All right, so it is a cartoon. So think of it just like any of those DC animated, the Justice League shows. It's kind of like that. But there's this group called the Guardians of the Globe. You need to watch the first episode to really understand what happens to them. Because it was brutal. I was just sitting there like, why did he do that?
I mean,
what show is this on? Is it on Amazon?
Amazon Prime.
Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour?
It's like
45 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 42 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, each episode. Okay. They're pretty lengthy.
As Keith said, the first episode is like a little slow. Maybe after the first 5 minutes of the first episode, it gets a little slow because it needs to focus on the story. But then it starts getting going when Mark Invincible starts getting his powers. Again, it's all about what if Superman had a son, then would he be a screw up or something like that?
He doesn't really fuck up a whole lot. It is a very realistic approach to it. Like,
yeah, so think of it like left. Maybe like an animated The Boys, but also more along the lines of the Justice League cartoons. Getting a little bit of the humor from The Boys.
I don't know how far they're going to go with it. I mean, there's some shit that happens in the comic books. You kind of like, that's fucked up. Damn.
And Mark Hamill's also in it. Seth Rogen's in it.
It doesn't shy away from the blood. That was like kind of one of the selling points of the comic book was like, Omni-Man doesn't have heat vision or super breath in that shit. He's just super strong, fast, and can fly and vulnerable. Yeah. And that's all he fucking needs, yo. Because after the second episode, you're like, God damn, he just fucking destroyed a planet.
Basically.
It took like 2 days and he destroyed a damn planet.
Omni-Man did is equivalent to what Anakin Skywalker did because of his mother.
Like Anakin Skywalker going in on the younglings and you happen to see it. Like, in the comic books, he didn't get hurt. They made it a little more back and forth. They fought back with some kind of skill. It's fun. I was like, what? Yeah, I don't get hurt.
How many episodes is it?
So just the first three episodes came out, but it's only 8 total. So I think they're only going to be releasing those over the next 5 weeks.
It'll tie me down until May-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that'd be 45 minutes, so it's good.
And it's worth it. I mean, again, if you are really into those Justice League style cartoons, but as I said, it's a little bit of humor from The Boys. It works.
Oh, shit. Man, I'm down. You know me.
Yeah, there's a lot of kid angst stuff. There's some, like, school angst stuff in there. Zazie Beetz plays Amber. There was a storyline of combos where she was in an abusive relationship. The reason Invincible was done was because he's trying to do an actual real take on, you've got a superheroes in the world, be some of the real stuff that they would go through. And he put all this stuff in there, and it was well written, well drawn. Viltrumite thing. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to think about what happens.
Yeah,
when they
come so he, instead of coming from Krypton, he comes from Viltrumite.
Porn stashes. I mean, it's like.
And he's kind of like an okay husband. So it balances out because, like, where is this going? He has a family side, and then his son's also developing superpowers. All right. Well, what score would you give the first 3 episodes of Invincible?
I give it an 8 for now. I'm going to just give it an 8. I keep it cautious. Read the comic book, and unfortunately, I tend to get biased about some of the stuff, but I'm glad Robert Kirkman's the one handling this, and it's clear he's touching it up a little bit and expanding the story a little bit. I was shocked that he made the Guardians of the Globe last longer than they did in the comic book. I mean, damn, but they still got fucked up. But that was just brutal. I read the whole thing. I knew this shit could get brutal, but damn. I'm looking forward to what's coming next.
Yeah, so I'll give it an 8 as well. It's good. I like it. I look forward to the next couple of episodes, which comes out on Friday. So you also have some other stuff, Falcon and Winter Soldier. So it's a good balance between all that. Again, really are into that DC animated style because it feels like a CW Saturday morning show, just with a lot of adult humor in it. So that's the Beast Game Podcast.